The tall, thin woman began to undress. First she took off her cap and laid it on the bed. Next she unzipped her top and the little girl saw the side of her breast. She slipped the skirt down and her legs stood proud as a tigress. Yet this was no panthera akin to the one she'd seen in an old film where a high-heeled woman walks up some stairs and her feet turn into paws. This was far from a film. It was happening in front of her and it didn't stop at her disrobing. The woman reached behind her head and pulled at the crown of her hair and it came away in her hand, dropping the wig to the floor so it sat obediently, a small, furry animal. Next she raised her left hand and some talons broke free in the tips of her fingers like switchblades. She brought it up to her face and scored the side of it. Blood started to trickle down her chin and neck, pulling at her bosom before becoming a vermilion torrent, a lost, raging river rich with local sacrifice and trying to find its master. "Who are you?" she shouted at the bird in her parents' room, but it didn't turn around. "Who are you?" Other than when he stands up to stretch his legs and he aches and nearly faints. That's it. A wasted life looking out of a window and wondering what might have been, longing to return to orbit and knowing he'd never be given another chance after what happened the first time round. Lucky he was even allowed to live. Limbs thrashing on re-entry, flailing bodies, skins burning off to reveal horrified skulls, jaws chattering, internal organs dislodged like tennis balls fired from a machine and splattered in the control panel and bulkheads. Blunt force trauma, albeit hooked up to a variety of experimental chemicals loaded into syringe drivers. A jackpot falling from the sky on the grounds of a casino. Where are the worms now? One day a van came to pick him up and drove him to the beach where he watched the kids play frisbee. Soft and gentle moaning coming from all the rooms. A warm feeling of fun. The thick scent of perfume and cologne. You'd seen these pictures storyboarded in a magazine with garish and explicit front covers. That morning the children rose to the smell of fresh cooking. Mushrooms and pancakes, avocado and hash, lots and lots of eggs. Breakfast, the governess called up the stairs. Come and get your breakfast, children. The food was laid out on the table ready for them to tuck in. Beside each plate was a tall, thin glass with a green liquid in it. No doubt some super healthy smoothie. The children sat down at the only two placemats available and the little boy asked, "Where's Mom and Pop?" "Mom and Pop? Don't worry about them. They've decided to go on holiday for a spell. Somewhere in the desert, I believe. Somewhere to relax and re-energize themselves. From what I heard, you two were very hard work. They deserve a break from reality." "Fine by me," the boy said. "You're right, they fucking deserve it." "Something caught your eye," the woman said, and she was in front of the girl holding a petri dish in her hands like a newborn. Gastropods writhed on the slimy growth medium. The little girl sat back in her chair and realized she was actually standing on a set looking at a monitor. ¶¶
Thank you.